President Bush's State of the Union address contained another initiative, a proposal to channel federal money in the form of vouchers to religious groups that provide drug and alcohol treatment programs. Lawyers and religious groups are considering the implications. The proposal is igniting yet another fight over what kind of relationship the government should have with religion. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports.
President Bush does not shy away from bold assertions of faith, and his address Tuesday was no different. He praised programs that help addicts through the transforming power of faith, and he quoted one man as saying, "God does miracles in people's lives, and you never think it could be you."
Tonight, let us bring to all Americans who struggle with drug addiction this message of hope. The miracle of recovery is possible, and it could be you.
To that end, Mr. Bush proposed an additional $600 million to help people receive addiction treatment over the next 3 years. What he didn't say is how, and the how is stirring a furor. The White House wants to let people use vouchers to go to any type of treatment program they want, including overtly religious programs. David Scotch is spokesman for Teen Challenge, an evangelical Christian program that's treated some 60,000 people since 1958. He says God-centered programs work just as well or even better than secular ones.
What we do is essentially what is done in the secular world. We give them coping mechanisms, we rebuild their lifestyle, their self-esteem, their ability to deal with life in general, and we rebuild all that, but we do it all with faith.
Teen Challenge is a poster child for an effective faith-based program. One government study found that 70% of people who went through Teen Challenge were drug and alcohol-free 7 years later. It's also a poster child for controversy. For example, 2 years ago, the executive director outraged Jewish groups when he seemed to brag to Congress that some Jews who went through Teen Challenge were converted to Christianity. Government involvement with these programs might make people uncomfortable, even angry, says George Washington University law professor Ira Lupu. But it is still constitutional. Lupu is an expert on the faith-based initiative. Last summer, he says, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that it is legal for the government to indirectly fund religious schools through vouchers. Lupu says he knew it wouldn't stop at schools.
I've been thinking all along that if I were a lawyer in the White House office on faith-based and community initiatives, I would be saying vouchers, vouchers, vouchers every day.
Lupu says one constitutional problem he sees might arise in the case of a convicted felon who's given a choice of, say, prison time or a drug treatment program.
And if you're given that option and the only drug treatment plans are religious, you are essentially being coerced to faith. And I think that is a problem.
Another problem, says Christopher Anders at the American Civil Liberties Union, is what kind of treatment people will receive. He says faith-based programs do not have to be certified by the state or required to have a minimum standard of care. Ironically, he notes that the Christian treatment program in Baton Rouge that President Bush cited in his State of the Union address is run by a woman who sought medical treatment for her own addiction.
She herself actually went to a mental hospital when she was suicidal and drug addicted, but now is running a program for people with drug addictions with no one who's professionally trained, no one who's licensed by the state of Louisiana.
Anders says such programs can exist, but they shouldn't get taxpayer dollars to operate. Now it's up to Congress to decide whether to appropriate the money, and experts say there will most certainly be a fight. Just because the U.S. Supreme Court opened the door to fund these religious programs doesn't mean that Congress will walk through it. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News, Washington.